a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire.
It's impossible.
Posey will defend. Oh! LeBron James with no regard for human life.
And welcome back to the Razzball Basketball Podcast. I'm your host, JB Gilpin, here with Slim. How you doing today, man?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Glad I saw some of the action last night.
Yeah, it was a crazy day of NBA. It was awesome. We don't have time to do anything too funny for a fun intro. But it is Thursday, November 6th. We want to welcome our listeners on the Fantasy Sports Network. And we just got to get straight into this because so much happened last night. And obviously nothing better than your Utah Jazz, your favorite team ever, beating the Heat last night. We even talked about this yesterday. If the Heat somehow lost at Utah, the panic would be on the disco or something like that. I don't know. But, man, crazy, crazy win for your Jazz there.
Yeah, that's six assists for the entire game for Cleveland is an absurd number.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that must be flirting with some records.
Yeah, they had only three with, like, a couple minutes left in the third quarter. I mean, it was bad. And LeBron had four of those six assists. Kyrie doesn't have a single assist. And I put this in the article this morning. The Spurs had six assists on their first six baskets last night.
Yeah, it's night and day between a team that's played together and a team that hasn't. You expect it to get better. Did you see the question? We had a really good question. Love or favors right now?
Yeah. How, you know, and he, I ended up taking Love because he said it was Roto, and that kind of diminishes the playoff schedule that's really bad for Cleveland. And at the same time, I think kind of helps Love because those three-point shooters are more important in Roto. But it's crazy how close that is.
Yeah, we feel pretty good about ranking him so high.
Yeah, that was one of our bolder guys. Sticking with the Jazz, I don't know. I'm starting to really like what Trevor Booker's doing. I think he's a really good fit for that team. You know, only had 9 points last night, but he hit, obviously Gordon Hayward hit the buzzer beater. But other than that shot, he hit the shot of the game for Utah. You know, his line isn't that great, 9-4-2 in 21 minutes, but hit that huge three towards the end. That was a big swing point. And Enes Kanter just looks awful on defense. Awful. So I think Booker could start at the four sooner than later.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to say that, but they really need Kanter's points.
I think
Trey Burke is falling off a cliff right now.
Booker's a good scorer. He can stretch the floor, hit some threes.
Yeah, I think the three-point game really, really helps.
Yeah.
It could happen. I'm not saying it's not going to happen. It very well could happen. But I don't know. I think they know they can't score 80 points and beat anybody. They need to score 100 points.
Yeah. And, I mean, I brought this up before. Actually, the Utah broadcast brought it up. You know, how Booker had only the 1-3 in a four-year career and now has six through five games this year, including that huge swing three for the huge momentum last night. So, I don't know. That was just kind of the ice in his veins shot. And he played, you know, the last few minutes because Kanter couldn't guard Love. I mean, Kanter couldn't stay in front of a driving Kevin Love. I mean, it's not that he wasn't getting out to him on threes. He just, like, Love was just blowing past him. And Kanter was making bad fouls. So, I don't know. I think Booker, especially if you're in a deeper league, he's probably getting picked up in a lot of those deepers by now. But he's a guy I would try to get. To the other buzzer beater, Tobias Harris. And that shocking, shocking win of the Magic beating the Sixers. And it was kind of a lame game. But, man, Tobias Harris, his value has got to be soaring.
Yeah, and I was playing him and Vucevic and Fournier and, you know, some daily. So this was a big game for me.
Yeah, the Magic sure looked good. A really good line for Tobias. 18-8, 1-2-1, shot 8 of 18, including the buzzer beater. So, I don't think there's really much you can do about it. Just be happy if you drafted them where you did. I don't know if you saw this play, but there was a drive that Aaron Gordon had where he just kind of like, he like kind of took a jab step in and then got the defender on his heels, and then he drove in and then just had this ridiculous reverse dunk. That was his only points of the game last night. Only played 7.5 minutes, 2 points, 5 rebounds. But, man, talk about flashing some upside in limited time. That kind of got my attention. He's a guy that I might target in deeper leagues or see if I can buy him low in REL. I doubt his owner will sell in a deep dynasty like that, but what do you
think? We'll see what happens. I think his minutes, he's about to lose his minutes whenever O'Quinn gets back.
Yeah.
So if he starts putting up DNPs, you might be able to get him.
Yeah. Like I said, it's not someone that I'm at all going to use even in 16-teamers probably in redraft leagues, but man, that play and that dunk was like, I'll be sure to link that on the article for tomorrow. On the other side of the ball, Tony Roten, 9 turnovers.
But, yeah, he was Mr. Energy yesterday. Yeah, could not stop.
But other than the turnovers, I mean, his percents were good. Had a huge line, 27-3-8-5-2. Hit 4 threes, which is a little bit of a surprise considering he only hit 0.6 threes a game last year, given in only 24.5 minutes a game. But man, what do you do with Roten? Because there's been a lot of, you know, do I sell high but no one's buying sort of thing. And Michael Carter-Williams did practice today. He looks like he's going to hit that deadline where he was going to try to get on the court by the 13th of this month, I believe.
Yeah, he'll probably start slow too. He's probably not going to come in and put up big minutes. Yeah, I don't think they want to play them both next to each other because that's going to really, you know, really hurt MCW's growth, I would think, if Roten's got the ball in his hands every time. I don't think it works.
Yeah,
I think Roten's minutes going to go down to 20, and his efficiency should be hopefully much, much better.
I don't think they're going to want to play him together the whole time, but I think they will see minutes together. I mean, there's just no talent on that team. They might as well just see what happens. But you're right. I mean, they are trying to grow players. That's not the way to do it.
With MCW playing, you think he's over under 30 minutes?
Roten?
Yeah.
I mean, I'd have to say under, but at first I'll say over because I think they'll ease MCW in.
Yeah, and that's why you can't really sell him because everybody knows his role is going to get hurt really bad. I mean, if I could sell him to someone, I would, but I haven't even offered because I don't think anyone's buying.
Yeah, and I think he's worth holding on to unless someone's really going to give you a good offer because he's still going to be useful in those, you know, 25 minutes he plays as the sixth man, you know? So
yeah. See who else's minutes are creeping up on that Philly team.
Your boy.
Yeah, KJ McDaniels.
Maybe I was looking a little wrong on doubting your KJ McDaniels. Yeah, we just picked him up in the Yahoo Friends and Family League. I was totally for it. 29 minutes last night for 12 points and 3 blocks. His second 3-block game of the year. It's out of position blocks, coming around a little bit.
Yeah, and his scoring hasn't been that bad with his limited minutes.
Yeah.
Once they let him loose, I think we're looking at a real good player.
And he's shooting over 50% from deep right now. Shooting 7 for 13. He's hit a 3 in all of the past 4 games.
Free throw percent's deceiving. He's an 80-plus percent guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's such a low volume. He had a 1 for 4 game, but other than that, it's been fine. Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think of, like, who... If you needed blocks, I definitely think even at tenors, he's worth grabbing for the out of position, but... I don't know, a kind of buzzy guy that a lot of people are asking for ad drops on. Would you rather have KJ McDaniels or Channing Frye? You probably have to take Channing Frye, right?
Yeah, you're not. I don't think Frye's going to give you as many blocks.
No,
obviously more boards.
I think he'll do everything else better.
Scoring is probably pretty close in a 30-minute role. Yeah, I mean, I'd have to go Frye just because he looks like his role is, you know, guaranteed.
Yeah.
But Frye shouldn't be available in most leagues at this point.
It's surprising. There's been a lot of questions about Frye. A lot of people gave up on him because of the injury. that he came into the year with that sprained MCL. So I don't know. I think Fry's out there. At this point now, probably not, but he was out there. Nerlens Noel sprains his ankle last night. He's probably not going to play Friday. Just keep your eye on that. I mean, there's really not much you can do for streaming.
I mean, Brandon Davies got hot.
Yeah, but he doesn't rebound or block. He's just like a points-only power forward.
Yeah, I imagine he'll get plenty of minutes, though.
Yeah, so, I mean, in a deeper league, or if you need to stream for points and are desperate, I could see him. I mean, Henry Sims probably should move back into the starting lineup. He had kind of a decent game last night. He's another guy that a lot of people might have dropped. So, man, how about my Charlotte Hornets? My terrible, terrible, awful, no good, very bad Charlotte Hornets beating your Miami Heat. Oh, that was awesome, wasn't it?
Well, it's not a surprise. Al Jefferson. I don't know what his numbers are against the Heat, but any big man against the Heat the past couple of years, is they can't stop it.
Was it? I just saw the stat. You know, right after this game or something. Was it the Hornets had lost 16 straight against the Heat? Is that right?
Oh, I think it was more than that. But yeah, it was. It was bad. I think it was since LeBron got there, something like that.
Yeah, so, I don't know, this was one of the many shocking things that happened yesterday. I mean, the Hornets have looked awful. Their only win, as we mentioned yesterday, against the Bucks, in which they're down 24. So, surprise win there. I think the biggest surprise of this game was Kemba Walker actually played an efficient game. Only took 6 shots and made 5 of them. Made both 3-pointers, hit 6 of 6 free throws, finally had the assist come around, had 7. And Al Jefferson just took over in the paint. This is the way the Hornets should look. They should not have Kemba Walker shooting 20%, taking 30 shots.
Yeah, I don't think this will continue, though. I don't think Kemba's going to only take 6 shots a game and be happy with that.
Probably not, but it was good to see him rein it in, unlike Lance Stephenson, who shoots 3 of 12 and continues to shoot under 30% and be awful. You know, has the 8-13-4 line, which is good, but does nothing else and turns the ball over. So,
yeah, if you can get anything for him, I would do it.
Yeah, me too. It's not looking good. I mean, Stevenson's a good rebounder. He's going to play pretty good defense. That's about it. Cody Zeller with a decent 18 minutes off the bench, 13-8-1 and a block. I just don't really trust his role that much. Someone was asking about picking up him in a 16-teamer, and the guys he mentioned, I wouldn't even drop for him. But I know you like Cody Zeller.
Yeah, I think he's very capable of taking Marvin Williams' role. Plus, he could come through real big if Al Jefferson goes down.
Yeah, I think the latter
deep
part
league, a 16-teamer, there's a lot of – he's doing something good now, and there's a lot of ways for him to get much better.
Yeah, the latter part of that, without Jefferson going down, I think makes more sense. I think the way the Hornets want to play is put, Kemba, Stevenson, Marvin on the perimeter, MKG kind of floating around, and then have Al Jefferson have the paint to himself. So, while Zeller does have a pretty good mid-range jumper, I don't know if he could coexist with Jefferson all that well.
The other problem is MKG, when he's in, he doesn't really shoot threes, so...
Yeah, but
you can't put 3 guys on the court that don't shoot threes. Doesn't happen.
But he kind of like floats around and just looks for offensive rebounds. He doesn't really, you know, he's close to the perimeter. They give Alice space. Speaking of space, how much space do you want between you and having Luol Deng on your fantasy team?
I haven't been paying much attention, but it's getting ugly.
It is. I said he was droppable in 12ers this morning.
Yeah, I mean, he's losing minutes, too. It's not like it's not like there's much hope. If he's losing minutes, there's no way the numbers are going to get much better. Yeah, I don't want him.
And,
couldn't sell him to me.
Yeah, last night, Norris Cole for 22 minutes, Mario Chalmers 32, Shabazz for 26. That means they're playing those 3 point guards. One of them's playing some shooting guard, and Wade is moving up to the 3 at times, right?
Yeah.
So, Luol Deng, not looking good, and you don't really want any of the Heat point guards, do you?
It depends. With the way Norris Cole's playing and Chalmers getting minutes to the two, I wouldn't be shocked if Napier steals that starting role.
Interesting. Yeah, so you like, as a speculative ad, Shabazz in deeper leagues?
So we just talked about three guys that I wrote about for tomorrow, before this game. But well, yeah, I do.
Yeah, so check out Slidin's article. It'll be out in right after this podcast comes out. It'll probably be up. So definitely check that out. He'll go a little bit more in-depth on Slim's picks. To the Celtics, Rajon Rondo with the triple-double. That's good to see, right?
Yeah, and Solinger with a big one, finally.
Yeah, the Celtics had a pretty good fantasy game, pretty fantasy-friendly out there. And Jeff Green decides not to be terrible for 2 days in a row. You buying Jeff Green at all?
Like, off somebody? No. Maybe as a throw-in, but it's not like I think he's all of a sudden going to be a top 50 guy.
Yeah. His last two games have been pretty good. 24-3, 1-3 last night. Hit another two threes. I don't know how much you can really
buy. And how much of this is a product of Hansborough and Patrick Patterson being the bigs?
Yeah. Rough injuries for the Raptors last night. No Valanciunas, no Amir Johnson. They just had no good players on that front line. So, although a Hansborough for a dollar bid on the REL waiver wire, getting me 4 points, 5 rebounds, and that one block, I'll take that anytime for a dollar player off the wire.
Yeah, you kind of lucked into some minutes there.
Yeah, I know.
Sure, that's great.
Yeah. So
that's the best kind, the ones you don't even know you're going to get.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take it. He was like a backup bid, which I know he doesn't block at all, but I needed a center-eligible guy just for the busy days, and ended up panning out. Speaking of panning out, if you're good and patient with Kyle Lowry, who started a tiny bit slow, monster game last night, 35-4-3-2-0. So, you know, only the points really stand out in the counting stats, but no turnovers, and shot 12 of 17. Hit two threes, 9 of 10 free throws. Kyle Lowry's looking really good.
Yeah, pretty much all the buy lows that we've been asked about before this game, I was saying yes to already.
Yeah.
You figured it was going to happen. And the way, without those bigs, you knew the perimeter game was coming.
Mm-hmm. So, good to see for Lowry there. Let's hopscotch to some other buy lows, and the big question right now is how much are you going to try to sell Goran Dragic right now? And I saw in one of your RCL leagues, you traded Derrick Rose, who has yet another ankle tweak, for yes. Goran Dragic. And I was like, come on. I'd much rather have Dragic. Come on. So that was an awesome trade.
Everyone else canceled on me. That was the last trade I had up.
Nice.
I'm thrilled about it. What can I say? I never wanted Rose.
Yeah, I know. You got him so late. It's not like you're high on Rose. You got him in like the 50s, right? Or something like that.
Yeah, and I have to trade him before he goes down, like really goes down. I mean, this right now is not fun. Yeah. I don't want anything to do with this. Is he going to play? Is he not going to play?
Yeah, it's tough out there for Rose. And I will say, if he misses more time with this ankle sprain, which it looks like he might, Aaron Brooks, he's a good streamer out there. We talked about him yesterday. Gotta like Aaron Brooks as a stream play.
Oh, yeah. At Philly tomorrow? No Derrick Rose at Philly? Yeah, give me that.
Yeah, it might be a monster game, so he'd definitely be a good streamer for Friday. So to Dragic, you know, you're seeing good games ahead for him, right? I mean, he came off a really good game, and then last night, tough one against Memphis. The minutes weren't really there, but I mean, it's against the Grizzlies, who are a good defensive team. You still are pretty big on Dragic, right? You don't think you're not expecting him to keep up the pace he's at right now.
No, and you know, Gerald Green is getting some minutes as small forward. That's kind of eating into everyone's minutes. We were hoping that wasn't going to happen. Yeah, I mean, he hasn't hit a three yet, and the steals aren't there, but he's not really turned the ball over. Yeah, I'm not too worried about it.
Yeah, and I mean, this was a guy that was 50.5% from the field last year. A lot of those were really good layups. This year, down to 41.1%. I think he gets the field goal percentage up. Like you said, he's 0 for 11 now from 3, so that's eating into the percentages. I think that'll be fine. He's improved his free throw shooting in a small sample. But yeah, I mean, I'm still buying Trocic low as well. I know a lot of people are getting panicky, but I would definitely try to – I wouldn't be giving up Trocic for 50 cents.
Yeah, you know, the volume's way down. You know, 3.9 threes last year, down to 2.2 attempted. So, you know, it's plenty to worry about, but, you know, the gamble, the upside you get from it is worth it.
Yeah. So, to a guy I said yesterday I thought was going to fix his shooting a little bit and have a good shooting day, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, KCP for MVP. Not really at all.
Sophomore MVP? Maybe.
Shot 8 of 14 last night, hit 4 of 7 from 3. I think his 0 for 2 free throws are a little fluky, but, you know, very Thragnoff-y game, but you'll take it. 22-0-0-0. But you expect him to get some steals, and he's going to have low turnovers, so he helps those more than people expect. You're grabbing KCP if he's on your wire in all leagues, right?
Oh, yeah, there's nowhere. He was drafted or picked up right after the Meeks injury in anything I was in. He hasn't seen the waiver wire. He shouldn't either.
A lot of people dropped him after he started the year 8 for 31. Well, even worse, 11 for 41. But 8 for 14 last night, and his shot looks really good. So people worried about his field goal percentage, I think, can sleep a little safer tonight.
He's not going to shoot 2 for 17 every night like Josh Smith?
Josh Smith is so bad. Oh, yeah, 2 of 17. I said, I honestly think if I took 17 half-court shots, I could make 3 of them.
Half-court?
I'm pretty good at half court. If someone wants to see this happen, I could make that happen.
Well, it looks like Josh Smith hasn't made a three yet this year either.
Really?
I'm surprised.
I'm not surprised. I mean, get him some glasses or something. I don't know. I don't know why he's even taking threes. We've talked about this for years though. It's moronic. But to something
it's
just, that.
It's really tough that he keeps getting all these minutes. Why won't they do something about that?
You know, and they really...
They can play Monroe at the... You know, they don't have to do this. Maybe when Meeks gets back, they'll bench him, but right now, it's unwatchable.
That's if Meeks gets back with the back issues. But yeah, like you said, they really could play Monroe tons of minutes, and they did. He actually led the Pistons in minutes last night with 35 and a half minutes. He's looking awesome out there. 23-18-3-1-0. Yeah, he's not going to get you blocks for a big man, but I've said this since you know, we saw him play in preseason and he had the off court leaking issues, that he might play with a chip on his shoulder, and that's looking really true. Yeah, if anyone's selling Greg Monroe and you need boards, he's an easy target.
Yeah, you're not going to get the blocks, which is unfortunate. But what's also nice is that Drummond is still getting his. So, it's not like it was that fluky of a game.
Yeah. I mean, it's true. I mean, it's just...
It seems reliable.
At the eye level, Monroe is attacking the post really, really hard. So, that's good to see. Speaking of people attacking really hard, how about Brandon Knight? He shoots terrible, but he still does everything else so good that he is... he's the fantasy MVP so far this year, right?
From where you got him, from where everyone drafted him, yeah, absolutely.
I know. I probably am going to talk about Brandon Knight way too much this year, but I don't care. He's been a big call of mine for 2 straight years, and to be the highest quote-unquote expert on him has been awesome. 10-9-7 last night, 5 steals, you know, only 1 turnover. His free throw percentage, he's hitting 5.2 out of 5.8 a game at almost 90%. I mean, that high volume free throw percentage on top of everything else with, you know, fairly low turnovers given how many assists he's getting. He's just been amazing this year.
Yeah, the rebounds and steals, I'm still scratching my head, but I think it's just comfort, I guess. He's really wants the ball and is going and getting it.
Yeah, I mean, what was our over-under on rebounds? I said he was a pretty good rebounder. And
4.8.
Good memory. So, yeah, I think he'll easily do that. Yeah, I mean, he's had 2 steals right now and, you know, only had 5 in the first 4 games and had 5 last night. Yeah, I expect him closer to, what, 1.2, 1.3. But
yeah, I don't expect him to hit that 1.5.
Yeah,
sure.
But, I mean, you know, those are minor knocks against the guy that's looking awesome.
And he's still a young kid. I mean, we could be completely wrong. He just finally developed.
Yeah. I mean, this is crazy. But would you rather own Brandon Knight or Goran Dragic?
No, I'll take Dragic. He's
coming
back. I'm not worried about it. Well, I mean, somewhat. But his high and Brandon Knight's low still favors Dragic by quite a bit.
Yeah, and I mean, it's obviously closer for me, but in an unbiased world, I would have to take Dragic too, but Brandon Knight is kind of awesome. I couldn't trade him on any of my teams. So how about some crazy Pacers performances last night? Did you catch any of that game before it went into overtime?
No, I'm glad. I've seen too much Pacers already this year, I think.
Well,
I can do without a little while.
I think because you slammed him on the podcast a couple of days ago, Donald Sloan was like, I'm going to show that slim. I think he dedicated that game just to you because why wouldn't he listen to this podcast? but
come
he,
on. It's 30 points, 31 points in 42 minutes against John Wall. Yeah, it's not repeatable.
I don't think so either, and I said in today's article that I thought it might be his career game. But, I mean, the rebounds are legit, and the assists are legit because no one else can handle the ball. They have no point guard depth. Stuckey, you know, missed the first of the next 3 games he's going to miss, and Gal Mickle's having visa issues. There's just no point guard depth for the Pacers. He's going to have to do everything. You know, he's a guy that's... you're obviously not going to be able to sell him for anything, so just ride the wave and enjoy it.
Yeah, but if I needed the spot to stream, I wouldn't think twice about it.
I don't know. I mean, maybe by next week, but right now I don't see how I could drop him.
You think he's going to play ahead of CJ Watson when he's back, even if he beats George Hill?
Yeah. I think Sloan's, like I told you a couple of days ago, I think Sloan's an underrated player. I think he's a pretty good guy out there. I said he was, what did I say, an above average NBA backup, and I think CJ Watson is a below average NBA backup, so.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not really the best compliment you could give an NBA player. But
it is the Pacers. It's not like we're talking about a good team here.
yeah, Roy Hibbert being Roy Hibbert.
Yeah, he had 5 blocks, but had a pretty crappy game other than that. Shot 0 for 7. He took a 3 at the end in a horrible set to try to win the game. I don't remember if that was at the end of the 4th or in overtime, but it's a busted play, and Roy Hibbert took a 3. It was really stupid, but... did have the 5 blocks, so continuing to get the swats. But how about Chris Copeland? Now, this was one of the crazier stats of last night. 12 rebounds, 19-12, 4-1-0, hitting the 3-3s. You expect him to take 21 shots because this team has no one. But is Chris Copeland moving up from Thragnoff streaming to must-own?
See, it's still got him coming off the bench. I'm not real sure what that's about. I mean, the problem is when West comes back, that's going to kill those power forward minutes, and I think that's where he's getting most of his minutes, or at least half of his minutes.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think he's just one of those guys that's doing good as a fill-in.
While I don't completely disagree, CJ Miles has been ice cold. He is 5 for his last 34 the last 3 games. 5 for 34. Even Josh Smith is like, ugh, that guy sucks.
They don't really play the same position, though.
I mean, Miles is kind of that 2-3 hybrid, and Copeland's more a normal 3. I could, you know, they need to get guard depth before that happens. I mean, I'm just talking about way down the road once, you know, Hill and Watson get back and Stuckey's healthy. You know, I think Copeland could play more minutes at the 3. I don't know. I think he's better than CJ Miles, but that's just me.
Yeah, no, I've streamed Copeland. I've played him a bunch in daily. It's been fun, but I don't think it lasts all year.
Yeah.
You know, nothing like that.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I mean, obviously, the boards were the mirage last night, and he's going to keep it in threes.
And he's in his second or third year now, but he's 30-something.
Yeah. Not exactly a spring chicken. So let's go to the Warriors and hashtag Occupy Draymond Green. Career high last night.
Yeah, it's good to see. The points are odd, but whatever. We'll take it.
Yeah.
Slow start. Do you know what his percent owned got down to?
No.
Imagine it's up now, but it had to have fallen pretty far.
Probably.
60%? Yeah, I bet it fell under 50 before this game.
Yeah, 24-8-5, a steal and a block last night. Hit all four of his free throws, hit four threes, finally getting hot behind the arc, shot 8 of 13 overall. And David Lee only played 7 minutes off the bench because he retweaked his hamstring. That's probably going to cost him another good bit, as they're going to wait and wait to be sure he's healthy. And I mean, doesn't help that Golden State, they're, what, 4-0, right? They're undefeated still, I think. And there's been a quote that Steve Kerr has said that he's not going to tweak with his lineup. Might mean Draymond starts all year.
Well, at least for the time being. Yeah. And if he keeps being, you know, half of this, then he should stick. And D-Lee off the bench is a nice little piece when, you know, you have Clay or Curry down.
Yeah, and I mean, it helps, and that will help limit Bogut's minutes, too, because D-Lee can play backup four and backup five. So.
Yeah, it looks great for Draymond.
Yeah.
Thanks. If I could buy him off somebody, maybe I should try. That's a good one to try.
Yeah.
See what they want.
I agree. So let's go to some DraftKings action. As you all know, DraftKings is our daily fantasy site sponsor. And if you're looking for the Razzball contest yesterday, they moved it to Friday. So we're going to have our Razzball exclusive NBA contest. That means no one else is going to be in this contest unless you click on the link from Razzball, basketball.razzball.com. The post will be up tomorrow in the early afternoon. Maybe I'll go ahead and have it be up in late morning, so that way everyone can have time to hop into the contest. So it is a $10 contest and only 20 entries in. So only 20 people will be in this. You got to get in quick. First place is going to win $100. Second place, 50. Third and fourth, 25 each. DraftKings, doing a little mental math. DraftKings is not taking a rake on this. They're just having Razzball win the prizes. So this will be a lot of fun for us. We're hoping to do it all year. So if you want to be in the Razzball exclusive contest and you want them to be there the whole year for just us in a smaller contest, be sure to join. Be sure to fill these out, and it'll be a lot of fun. So. I haven't looked too much at my picks yet. I've got the contest in front of me here, but anyone piquing your interest here as some DraftKings picks for your team, Slim?
Well, yeah. As soon as they rule out Derrick Rose, Aaron Brooks at Philly, we already talked about.
Mm-hmm. Tell you,
3,100, basically nothing.
He'll probably be on mine. I'm trying to see how much is Henry Sims. If only 4,100 for Henry Sims, who I think could be decent if Nerlens Noel misses. It is a tough matchup against the Bulls, though.
Yeah, Brandon Davies is 3,000. I'd probably stick away. I don't know if I want anything to do with those. Probably stay away from the Philly guys.
DeMarcus,
but the Chicago guys.
That'd be a good one.
That's where the money comes from. And if Noah is out again. Is Noah out? I haven't heard. But if Noah's out, Taj Gibson's been a nice play.
Yeah. Gotta like DeMarcus Cousins at Phoenix, but he's one of the high-value guys. We'll have a post up for tomorrow. I guess I'll probably end up putting it up early morning, and I'll have five of my picks on there. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. So hopefully everyone can come out and join. Really looking forward to it. And be sure to sign up with DraftKings to get your entry in there. So
you can put KCP on your list going against Milwaukee.
How much is he going for?
$3,900.
What?
Also got a field sheet.
$3,900. I'm gonna go ahead and hit the plus. He's in my lineup. That's an easy one. $3,900. Yeah, that means.
Well, you know, he doesn't get the boards, so he doesn't have the huge upside. But yeah.
I think that's a good one. I mean, if he's going to be guarded by Jared Dudley and OJ Mayo, I'm going to go ahead and add DeMarcus Cousins right there, since saving cheap on KCP makes Cousins an easy buy. So,
yeah.
So, yeah.
LeBron James, I might try to go, you know, Cousins and James and see what kind of cheap guys I can put around him.
Yeah, LeBron.
I don't know. Full day. Full days are fun.
Yeah.
There's so many different ways to make a lineup.
Yeah, so this will be a ton of fun. Like I said, look for the article tomorrow morning, and be sure to check out DraftKings.com. All right, so taking a look at tonight's games first, we got to recap our 30-point challenge. I'm sorry, Slim. Like, I honestly feel kind of bad about it because I made you switch. Next time we pick the same person, I'm switching, okay?
Okay.
Is that fair?
Works for me.
So yeah, I picked Cousins. He scored 30 points in like 23 minutes or something. It was
it's a great line. 23 minutes.
It was ridiculous because how about the Kings this year? 4-1. Do you think they're a playoff team?
Man, it's so tough in the West.
I know,
but I wouldn't rule it out.
I don't know. I think they really could be. I mean, Cousins is looking like he might be in the MVP discussion.
Yeah, and I saw a bad call made against him, and he started to go all crazy, and he stopped himself. It was really good to see.
It was kind of like Happy Gilmore when he had to rein it in. Here comes the club throw. Up, a little tempered, Happy Gilmore.
Exactly like that.
So, yeah, Cousins, 30 points and not even 22 and a half minutes. 10 of 14 shooting and 10 of 11 free throws as the Kings blow out the Nuggets. Yeah, that was a crazy game. And your pick was so close. Kevin Martin with 26 points.
Started a little slow, but almost.
Yeah, he did. He almost had it. So
he's going to do it a couple of times this year. I'm sure of that.
Yeah. So who do you have tonight? Let me pull up the top scorers. I think only James Harden's impacted by it for tonight. I'm looking it up.
Yeah. Looks like that. Just the two games. There's a bunch of players out, too.
Yeah, this is a tough one to pick. I have my pick, I think, but I'm pulling up the top 10 scorers to be sure he's not in the top 10 yet.
Yeah, I'll go Lillard.
Okay. I was going to go Aldridge, so we have rivaling Blazers players to score 30.
I wouldn't be shocked if they both do it.
That'd be awesome. I will be cheering for you because I do still feel bad about stealing the Cousins pick from yesterday. But
yeah, it's all right.
Wow, Kevin Martin, pretty close to top 10 scorer now at 23.7 points.
Yeah, that's looked like a great draft pick for everybody who waited on him.
Yeah. The rest of the top 10 doesn't really surprise too much. Oh, 13th is Jeff Green now. I guess if you have one huge 30-point game, I mean, you're in the top 10 or close to the top 10 at this point. So yeah, interesting there. Tonight's action. Oh my, the Spurs are benching everyone.
Yeah, there's no Ginobili, Duncan, Splitter. Obviously, he's been down. Who else? Bellinelli.
Jeez, and I mean, this is a big matchup against Houston. I guess Pop doesn't want him to play an early back-to-back.
I guess. He got into a lot of trouble by doing this on a Thursday night last time. League does not like this.
Yeah, I don't know. Wasn't it still Stern that fined him, or was it in the Adam Silver era that he got fined for all this? I think it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think it was 2 years ago.
Yeah, so. Silver has got a decision to make.
But Terrence Jones is also still out. That one's come down already.
Yeah, so Kostas Papanikolaou.
Yeah. I still got Houston. I mean, without Duncan, I don't see how San Antonio can score enough points.
Yeah, you'd expect Kawhi to have a good game. And, if you're streaming and you need a stream spot for your head-to-head this week, I think Papanikolaou is an interesting guy to play.
You know, Moti Junis could steal those minutes if he gets hot. So it's between those two.
Yeah, but I think both will play a good bit of minutes. So,
Papanikolaou, like he's kind of playing the Chandler Parsons role because he's all the assists he's getting.
Yeah, I see that. He's like I said, when the first time I watched Houston this year, I was like, "What? Omri Caspi's back on the Rockets?" But no, it was Papanikolaou who, you know, he's a little bit more wingy than Caspi. Caspi's kind of more of a stretch four, but.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring up Caspi. I've been kind of eyeballing him.
Yeah, he's playing
decent. He's stealing some minutes right now. I wonder if he could take the job from Jason Thompson, let Cousins play down low and put a bunch of guys out, you know, to shoot threes.
While possible, the Kings last night with the blowout, that helped. How many minutes did Caspi play? 21.5. So, I mean, that helped a little bit. Carl Landry had a big game off the bench.
Yeah.
Reggie Evans is still there. I mean, it's just like a... It's just a terrible mishmash of power forwards.
Yeah, but he stretches the floor and the others don't. Well, Landry gets some nice 18 to 20 footers, but.
Yeah, I mean, you're right there, but I don't know.
Really, yeah, I think Caspi's unowned in the REL, and I wouldn't be surprised if I throw a dollar his way.
Yeah, he definitely should be owned. That's kind of a surprise he's still out there. Maybe I should have kept him for $3. I don't know. The other game is, as we talked about, we like our Blazers. Dallas is going to Portland. Jameer Nelson has been a drop in virtually all leagues. That's not gone the way we hoped.
I'm streaming Devin Harris tonight.
Yeah, he's a good one. This should be a fast-paced game, and Harris has been the better point guard of the two. Anything else that interesting for this game?
No, Portland is everything we thought they'd be.
Yeah, they're looking
good. Rolo's their best player, no surprise there.
What'd you say?
Rolo is their best player.
I figured you were trying to sneak something past there. Rolo is no one's best player. Rolo is terrible at basketball. You know it's true. I could beat Robin Lopez one-on-one.
Yeah, right.
He might block me half of my shots, but
yeah, you shoot your half-court shots, and he'll just dunk on you all game, and we'll see how well that goes.
Robin Lopez can't dunk.
Yeah, your 6'8" wingspan will get him, won't it?
I'll just make the baskets 15 feet high and hope for the best. He's having a good year. He's been fine, so whatever.
Yeah, and where you got him for last year was phenomenal, but this year it's tough.
Yeah.
I doubt anybody's going to sell him for, you know, everyone wants a top 75 player back for him if you were to try to go for him, so it's tough to get him.
I feel like he was kind of a safe pick and is hitting about what you'd expect, so he's been pretty good there. Let's talk about what's coming out this week in the movie theaters. Interstellar. I gotta go see that.
Yeah, McConaughey. Yeah, that'll be good.
Reviews haven't been great, though, from what I'm looking at. It's only at 72% on Rotten Tomatoes.
For a movie that comes out tomorrow?
Yeah. Not too worried about that, though.
No.
Some movies...
I don't know who these people are.
Some movies I really like end up having, you know, in that 60 to 70% range, you know? So.
Yeah, I mean, it's a real interesting cast. Anne Hathaway and Jessica Chastain and Michael Caine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd
like to see it.
We talked about Nightcrawler last week. I still can't believe that that's at 94%, but that's another one to try to go and see. I still need to get out for that one.
Jon Stewart's movie comes out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Rosewater.
Oh, that'll be an interesting one. Interested to see what he does there. So.
Yeah, I imagine it's very limited release.
Yeah, I agree with that. Have you seen anything good lately?
No, I mean, I've been forced to watch basic cable TV shows, so there's that. No, I've been watching basketball. I don't have time to watch anything else.
I haven't had time either. This will surprise everyone that read Razzball this morning with my title, but I'm about 30 minutes left in Django Unchained. I was literally watching it and trying to think of a title, and it just came to me for the jazz. But yeah, that movie's been pretty good. I enjoy Tarantino, and Christoph Waltz is awesome. So,
yeah, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was in a weird movie I saw the other day. It's terrible. I don't know the name of it. The Zero Theorem. Man, I was lucky I remembered that. But it was a very strange movie, but whenever he's on screen, he just steals your attention.
Yeah. Yeah, these German actors, Fassbender is the same way. I love Fassbender. So there.
Yeah, he's good.
Those guys are invading Hollywood, but loving it. So I think that we're going to end it on that. Big weekend of NBA action this week. Be sure to get your stream picks in to stream over the weekend. Win your head-to-head matchups. We'll be around for comments all through the weekend, so shoot them on one of my, you know, the daily notes that comes out for tomorrow morning. I'll be able to answer questions all weekend, and you have yourself a good one, sir.
All right. Go, who are we rooting for tonight? Man, I don't even know if I want to watch these games.
Well,
I'm not watching, you know, Popovich benching all his guys. I can't watch that. I hope they get no viewers, and, you know, the NBA just sues them for everything.
I was going to say go Blazers, but that's well past your bedtime. Maybe I'll call you and try to wake you up while you're sleeping when Aldridge gets his 30 points. So, all right, man. You have yourself a good one, man. Take it easy.
All right. Adios.